which maybe entails of being audited or discussed from the Auditor General's report, her report, and the Appropriation Portfolio Committee's report. So some of the reference were made from those inputs, and also we, as per the guidance of how we can structure the report of the BRR, we've taken some few quotations from the State of the Nation address, which highlights on our work on the triple challenges, and also we reflect or respond on the AG findings from the department, and we came up with some recommendations, observations, and the recommendations. The first column, which the committee noted, is I think we through the commission and members, we can focus mainly on recommendations, so that you'll be able to make some additions and put in some constraints. Peter?
Chairperson, yeah, before I go any further, let me admit to being somewhat remiss in not having read the document. So my comments are not informed by a study of this. But I wanted to question the structure. I mean, we have one ministry with two departments. But although the introduction speaks of departments with an S on it, the rest of the document is as if it's one department. So all the programs that are itemized here are programs of that department, not of two departments. Now, see, that is either correct or incorrect, but I suspect it's incorrect. So if so, the entire structure has a slight problem. Even, for example, the itemization of the strategic priorities mixes COPTA and TA as if they're common to a department without. So that's an issue I would raise in respect of the programs, too. Program 1, administration. Program 3, program 4. Is it correct that program 7 is traditional affairs of a department? Really? But then we have two departments. How does that work out?
I think in one of our recommendations, Sharon, you want to come in? Or in one of our recommendations, we recommended that since the proclamation of the president on the separation of the two departments, that's why we're having two DGs, we recommend that the National Treasury must consider in the next financial year to have traditional assets have its own vote. It's in our recommendation.
I withdraw my uninformed comment. But then I do think one needs to still speak to, there are instances where it's departments with an S and other instances with a singular, so we at least make a comment in one way or the other.
And also in the recommendation members, it covers maybe to those members who didn't participate in last week's briefing for BRR, it takes us back in the previous work that should be done to check the performance and the implementation of those proposals in our recommendations. So it means any input arising from the recommendations haven't been sent in the briefing or not. If you are a member of this committee, it covers the other briefings from then. Can I be then allowed, I don't know, through you members, I'll quickly go through the recommendations one by one, you add and you come up with a time frame. John, want to come in?
Madam Chair, I've just got one or two, but I'll add them when you finish.
Oh, okay. Or you add when they are relevant to each and every column here, or they're new?
They're new. They're not contained in here. And I'm sorry, I was remiss in not getting back to Shireen beforehand. But when I came back from my overseas trip, I had and there's a small matter of our elected Congress later this year that will take up a bit of time.
Yeah, I'll even extend the solid apology because Sharon's computer system was not working all the whole weekend. And also, members must take note that this report or recommendations doesn't cover much on the state entities. If you've got something for SALGA emanating from their presentation for CRL, for which is the other one, the MDP, they are not here in this recommendation. We can add. Because electronically, I wanted Sharon to send me those documents so that I'll be able to add some of those couldn't. So there are few in here. If I can quickly go in, maybe the first column on program one, the proposed recommendation is that, which is program one is administration. The committee noted that the budget for this program has decreased from 205.4 million to 201.4 million in the current year. Therefore, we recommend that over the term, expenditure for program one budget be adjusted or increased to accommodate the growing number of personnel in the Department for Traditional Affairs. Are we agreeing on that one? So time frame, we took it into account that if the negotiation finalization of taking traditional affairs into its own budget vote, then this must be done. And Nelson, yeah.
I agree totally with the recommendation, but can we maybe just word it differently?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we say the growing number of personnel, it looks as if they're just increasing. Shouldn't we maybe say filling their staff component?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's already an approved organogram.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the filling of those posts.
Okay. Shirley, okay. So the time frame is saying immediately. Mm-hmm. So the next one is the committee notes that the endorsement of the establishment of the Department of Traditional Affairs as a separate department was promulgated through the Presidential Proclamation in 2010. The institutionalization of the department is long overdue. So the committee recommends that recommends that the National Treasury should consider to finalize the negotiations of concluding the letter of the department to have its own vote. Time frame, maybe next
financial year.
Next financial year. By next financial year. Is that one correct, members? The third one, the committee noted that during the period under reserve, total departmental expenditure was 46.22 billion, which is 95% of the total adjustment budget of 48.204 billion. We also note that the department underspent on the compensation of employees by 11.6 million. This is attributed to the slow pace of recruitment processes. Is this crafted well? So you're coming on that one. So on that note, we recommend that the committee, the department must have a database of unemployed competent people with relevant skills that should be kept so that it should be easy to draw in people where there is a vacant post to prevent this unnecessary underspending. Is this one understandable, accurate, or needs any additions? Must I continue to the next one? For time frame? Ongoing basis. That must be doing continuously. Must be done continuously. Program two.
Okay. Can we build into the recommendation that they also report to the committee on a quarterly basis?
On
this, or is it not relevant at this stage?
No, because maybe they'll come up with maybe report back on how are they going to, how have they put strategies in place or program in place to prevent this not to happen again. Sharon, what's coming?
Can we maybe put it in the conclusion that we'll have regular follow-up meetings just to look at the progress on the recommendation?
Oh, okay. At the conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
But the time frame must be ongoing. Okay. Program two, policy research and knowledge management. The committee noted that in terms of this program on service delivery, it has not performed well. Target dates on targeted legislation in terms of policy and state of the nation address on the theme of Khoisan Committee into Governance were not met, hence the amendment of the traditional arrears bill has not yet been brought to Parliament. So we recommend that in terms of the program, the department must fast track the issue of submitting the proposed legislation to Cabinet and to Parliament for processing. Is that in order? In time frame? Maybe City, before the end of next quarter, next first quarter. Which is first quarter is January, February, March, April.
Is it feasible? The January month is the fourth one.
Oh, it's the fourth. First one is April, May, June, July. Yeah, I think it's accurate then. If we say before the end of the first quarter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the next one, the committee further noted that the department's annual report is stated that previous policy and legislation projects were processed in 2011 and would be taken to public domain in 2012 to be finalized. Therefore, we recommend that the program should make sure that targets emanating from strategic plans should be met as the mandate. It's an ongoing program. Three, the committee noted that as part of the department's intervention strategy, which the committee also recommended in 2010 BRR report, there should be a deployment of technical experts in vulnerable rural municipalities. Also notes that by the end of February 2012, there were 90 technical experts deployed to 90 municipalities throughout the country. Therefore, we recommend that the support system that the department is extending to those identified municipalities should be also extended to those 81 municipalities identified as having poor performance and audit outcomes. I don't understand the English here. Mm-hmm. In audit outcomes, the department should come out with clear programs on how they are going to assist those municipalities. Is it going to get well?
Yes, Madam Chair, I think that it's important for us to be as specific as possible in this, and I think that we should list the areas particularly, and if one looks at the audit outcome key indicator here, they've identified lack of proper record keeping, quality of financial statements, and I think we should put them there, that we've got something specific and measurable. So if you want to know how they're going to help with the lack of proper record keeping, and what measures they're going to put in place to improve the quality of financial statements.
On how they are going to assist. Okay, to add on that sentence, on how are they going to assist those municipalities, one, on what is been saying on those recommendations.
Proper record keeping.
Yes.
And quality of financial statements.
Yeah. Time frame? Time frame? Not possible. So it must also appear in their next year strategic plan. Must appear in the department's next year strategic plan.
They already have some kind of program in place to assist these municipalities.
No, it's only MEC, but from the national department.
Oh, okay.
It's only the MECs who were here committed themselves as the director. So now we are committing the department to do the same. Program 4, disaster response management, despite the reality of the floods that we have experienced, the total budget for this program decreased from 35.77% from 816.2 million to 555.2 million. This cut is on a disaster relief fund. So we recommend that the National Treasury should look at the importance of increasing this allocation, taking into consideration the issues of climate change. So that must be next financial year. The committee further notes under spending of 19.3 million. With this under spending, member, I think our conclusion, because we will be receiving, I don't know, today or Thursday, the appropriation, and also this after that we'll be debating on this BRR report. So it means that if the department has underspent, it means that they don't need any, what do they call this, the term? Adjustment. The department does not need any adjustment because they've underspent. So they underspent with 19.3 million due to delays of doing assessment and non-working relationships between the DHOC and the Department of Human Settlements, still under the program of disaster management. So they underspent. The committee recommends that these two departments should establish working relations by establishing a task team which will focus mainly on the disaster program. John, you want to come in?
There's two additions that I wanted to put before committee here, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that, you know, we look here at perhaps saying that and explore measures to consolidate functions under the Department of Cooperative Governance. Mm-hmm. I think if we leave it between the two stools for too long, we're never going to come together. So I think what we should try and do is consolidate as much as we can under DCOG where disaster management falls and remove as much of it from DHS. And the second thing I want to add, just because of the underspending, due to the delays of doing assessments, etc., mm-hmm. I think perhaps we should ask the public to look at ways to streamline the application process mm-hmm. for these disaster funding. I think we've seen when we visited municipalities suffered disasters, they complained that the process to make the application was arduous and long and, you know, was seldom worth the effort. So we ask them to look at ways to streamline the process. Because, I mean, I find, taxing that the money sitting there, and we have communities that are still, you know, suffering mm-hmm. because of disasters that happened, but, you know, they haven't been able to get their assessments done properly. So I think we need to find a way to streamline it. So I think we should say that, and I'm sure that the first point is that the committee recommends that the department looks at ways to streamline the application process, mm-hmm. You know, to facilitate quicker access to the grant, and with a full stop. And then I think that we have the second point is the two departments should establish working relations by establishing a task team which will focus on disaster, mainly on the disaster program, and that ways are explored to consolidate as many functions as possible under the Department of Cooperative Governance. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe to say, to support your last sentence of saying that a DCOG must lead the task team.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. You catch that, Sharon?
If we leave it open, because next year they come back, but the Department of Human Settlements doesn't want to talk to us. So I think your point is actually the better one, is that DCOG must take the lead. Because when they come back here, and they can say, well, you're supposed to take the lead.
Okay. So then, five. Okay, which is what? Okay.
There's another issue. DCOG has the funding because it gets channeled to DCOG.
Mm. By National Treasury.
Yes. So if other departments don't do their part in this, then DCOG sits with the situation. Shouldn't there maybe be the mechanism be looked at? I don't know, but just the mechanism of assessment. Be looked at.
I think each and every department has its own budget on disaster relief fund. When coming, either Ushedo Minister or Human Settlements. It means that each department has its own disaster management relationship fund. If you want the strengthening of relationship, you want to come in whereby an RDB house has been destroyed by any flood or any climate change of some sort, it means then human settlements come in quicker because people won't build or repair that house. Unless because there are some regulations or rules from the DCOG side of saying that it has been strengthened that people must If a shack, like maybe a muddy house, let me make an example. A muddy house has been destroyed by flood. It means that when department a mud house that doesn't cover or it's obliged by human settlement that has been built. But to rescue those people, maybe on the Decoc Relief Fund, Decoc must replace that structure more stronger than the previous one. It means that it must be a brick structure.
That's exactly my point, Chair. But it can't release money until human settlements have done its work.
But on issues of saying that human settlement was not in, and now here comes a Decoc, whereby you want to relieve those communities that has been struck by any form of flood or what. It means that if it's a mud house, so the department must come up with a structure to relieve those people more stronger than the previous, and that's the rule that they are working under. Unless it's an RDP house that has been destroyed, so by human segment must come in. I think we understand each other on that one.
Okay.
Yes, Peter?
From the disaster thing, this section of the report is not just recommendations, it's also observations, right? Now, I mean, one of the salient observations, I think, applicable to the National Disaster Management Center, is that the staff all knew. Plus, fully staffed. So it might be worth noting, you know, that Lena, the right-set staff, the staff also knew. And also, I seem to recall, this is the first budget year in which Treasury agreed to that contingency fund being set there. Now, in the past, remember that there wasn't that contingency fund and the department, I mean, the center had to apply to the department for emergency funding. Whereas now it sits there, which they can access it quickly. That's also improvement on the past situation, and we've been asking about it for 10 years now we've got it. So it might be worth making note of that. On the issue of the budget itself, reducing from 800 to 500 odd, I'm not sure what that actually means, because it says here this cut is on the disaster relief fund. But on the other hand, it's also got access to that emergency fund now, which wasn't there. So they may cancel each other out. I'd just like to be quite sure, because the implication of this now, if you read it the way it's phrased, the implication would be they're unable to respond to emergencies as well as they should be able to, which may not be the case. Maybe it's not true at all, so I'd be cautious on that wording.
That we've taken it from this big document, the annual report,
yeah,
that supports this statement, but we will relook on that one. But I also agree with you, Peter, when saying that Shami has captured it. Can't read there. It's red. I'm sure I spent it. So I think that we will take note of what you are adding on that one. We add on the presentation. Is there anything members want to raise on?
Same, I don't know whether I can add something here. If you tell to the role of which I'm now more vast. I'm talking about the design management standard now, which they are only allocated to one place, whereas these smaller municipalities are more vast from each other. I don't know whether we can put something there. Because we are going to get them, you will drive more than 2 hours from one end to another end. But the monument standard is in the only one.
If you remember, members, in our last year's BRR recommendations, we said we take note that there is no leader, and this year's they've been appointed leader with new staff members, as Peter has said in our last year's BRR report. And what you are saying that it was reflected in our last BRR recommendations of saying that we are urging the department not to contravene with the Disaster Management Act, that each and every district must have the disaster management center and be resourced. That's what you're adding. So we also must also add on this one, because I think there was no move on that one, so that those vast municipalities can be assisted. Forum 5, Treated Water and Sanitation Support Program. The committee observed that 23 district municipalities and 6 local municipalities were supported to enable water supply services to the major majority of households. So we recommend that this program should be extended accordingly to prioritize those dry rural municipalities and according to nodal provinces like KZN, Eastern Cape and Limpopo and parts of Mpumalanga, especially on Lowveld.
I'm having no problem with this water, but this is the problem now. When you configured before individually, the water sanitation was with this cost now. No, no, that's the sanitation that has moved from water to human segment. What are we saying? Because we were saying water and sanitation, where is it? Is it in there? It's about it now.
Technology, they also had, he's report also said that some of the indicated to be adequately conceptualized. And their response was that the AG's office and the department officials sit together to ensure we'll design the indicators and so on. So maybe we can make a recommendation here.
Yes, it's that it? Okay. The next one is the committee noted that key strategic projects such as the establishment of SANACO were deferred to 2012-13 financial year. This resulted in the department underspending by 20.6 million on goods and services. So we recommend that such tendencies should be avoided because that reflects better on the department's performance and the results of the and the outcome. And the results of the audit outcome, I don't understand the English now.
Can I just get clarity here, because I'm not following, are we on, is this under a program now, or these general comments? The link should then write general comments so that they don't meld into program, and they're scrambling around looking. And I just have something on program six as well, when you've been.
Okay. I think from this one, a general comment, there are no programs. We are still want to add on program.
Just under program six. Department, under their increased access to basic electricity, refuse removal, water and sanitation, they set a target of 66%. They're saying they achieved 72%. But they say here that the final study confirming figures is not yet ready and will be released by the Department of Environmental Affairs in September 2012. So I think we just need to ask for the final figure to confirm that the target was in fact met.
So as our recommendation?
Yeah.
Okay. Time frame?
Well, if the report was due out in September, I think they can give it to us for next week, hopefully.
So it means next quarter?
Yeah.
Is there any input from program?
On which one are you talking
about? We're in six. Program six.
Where is that program?
Hmm?
I wanted to say five.
The input from program. If there are none, then we can start in general. You can come in, Peter.
Well, no, the wording here, I'm trying to remember. I struggle to remember. Time goes so quickly when you get old. You swing chairs won't notice. But here in 2010, where we said that they established this inspectorate and in the current financial year, the progress has been made.
Haven't they? I want the second column.
Huh? Column one. At the bottom.
One is the committee of that the strategic priority is such as
that. No, I'm the one below that. Okay.
We gone past that one, we agreed on that one?
Yeah, I'm under the anti-corruption inspectorate.
No, it's the second one.
Okay.
Under general,
okay.
Let's finish with the first one. The committee noted that key strategic products such as an establishment of an defect should be affecting financial year. This resulted in the department's underspending of 20.6 million on goods and services. We recommend that this tendency should be avoided because it reflects badly on the department's performance and the results of the audit outcome by AG. Hmm? Can you could talk to that? I've written it somewhere. No, I'm not good at acronyms. Time and again, you know me, but I used to fight. Hmm? I found it and I've written it somewhere. African National APEC Cooperation. I'm not an administrator. I'm not good at it's South African National APEC Cooperation. So it has in brackets, you must write it in full. This must be an ongoing process, no?
Here is the one, give it that.
No. I'll just say this much here. We've had presentations from them, and I just can't recall now whether it was last year, whether they've actually done anything. We said the progress has been made. My understanding was, when I last remember discussing this thing with them, the whole thing had been very poorly conceptualized, and there seems to be no clear linkage to the other agencies of state dealing with corruption. So it seems to be a complete dual macabre myth. But did they come back to us with a version that we accepted and said, okay, you've done a good job now? Because I don't recall them doing that. But if they haven't done it, then it's still an utter disaster.
Maybe if you can say the only progress, because when we write, we ask them, the department, on the progress, it was only the workshops conducted. But when continuing with the column here, it says the inspector inherited 251 cases that were reported to not resolve, and only 10 cases were resolved. An amount of 241 cases are still outstanding. So we recommend that this process should be speed up and transgressors should be dealt with or prosecuted so that we gain back the confidence from the people.
Can you just speak to it again?
Yes.
The problem was, they gave us the impression when they made all their presentations, initially at least, that they were establishing a crime fighting unit.
From the department.
Then after we interrogated them repeatedly, said that no, they're establishing a workshop unit to train people in ethics.
Oh.
So that's why I'm saying the whole thing was poorly conceptualized. Like, they had no idea what they were doing initially, and they couldn't answer any of our questions in relation to what their role was. And I don't know whether that's been done enough suitably.
So how was the case of this one? When John coming?
Yes. John just raised it now.
Mm.
They were going to come back and tell us exactly how this unit was going to function because of the legal implications.
Mm.
And then exactly what John said here now, they were going to become a coordinating body that when they just came in, that they would settle it and that they would. But they never come back to us, Chair, to tell us exactly what the function is and how they're doing, how they are coordinating, whether it's functioning or not.
So how is it going to come to that?
Yes, they must come back to us to tell us exactly how this unit is operating.
You recommend that?
Yes. They must come back and tell us exactly how the unit is operating and what they have done with the outstanding cases.
And the staff is high for the anti-corruption unit.
At the department side. Well, having no legal basis.
You remember the minister was the one who taken big
most flogged donkey was his approach.
What was it? What was the donkey's name?
So we recommended that you need the department to come up before the committee again.
Now that they have been taken up, how will it work?
Can you please add it? Peter is suggesting that we start our observation on positive note, appreciating the thick of low to now improved from other members, and also we recommend that as much as they have been established, how effective are they? We need a time frame, we need debriefing on the effectiveness of impacts. When?
Chief, when we pressed them on this, they did say that they were developing the monitoring system and a dashboard, I think as well. So I think we do need to give them a little bit more time to get that in place.
Okay. Yeah. So you think next quarter, eh?
Yeah.
The committee notes that an amount of 260 earmarked for non-returning councillors was unspent due in complete information received from the municipalities and the process of obtaining tax clearance from SARS. The committee recommends that this issue should be taken seriously and be brought to closure because it will reflect badly on the department's audit outcome. It's clear. What are you saying about me, John?
He's telling me there was a conversation going across the FJ, and so maybe I must just say, Honorable Moresi told John, yes, she's saying next quarter because it's the Western Cape that's lagging behind. So, my Honorable Member here next door is saying that those municipalities got hiding from their premier.
The next one, this one is clear. Mm-hmm. So the next one, the committee notes that generally the performance of SALGA is
No.
However, there is room for improvement. Hey, this positive note, I think we mustn't put it first. It's some troublesome of the councillors, which I knew. So we recommend that SALGA should focus on training, on the legislation for municipalities, on FMMA, Municipal System Amendment Act, explore the possibility of risk cover for councillors. The recommendations are so positive, but let's work on the observation.
I've lost the speech for a moment. Did KZN come back into the fold?
Yes. But you must know, in our last VRR, we put it as a recommendation. So my predecessor, Honorable Chief Deputy Minister, was facilitating these negotiations, and he successfully broke the deal, and Kwanaloka agreed that they merge, and they are one now. So I think we must also note that we, in our last VRR, we edged SALGA to match with, but in their conference they came up with the resolutions that they made. They apparently now became as one. Yeah, but Deputy Minister Lichira has put forth every week was sitting in KZN trying to meet them and explain to them. He worked very hard on this one. I think we must also craft on that it's our observations and maybe to call back and that has been implemented. We recommend that it must match.
It doesn't
work
match.
It must come together. Must be one.
Third one.
I said you recommend before.
Okay.
Or now we must highlight with some of our recommendations have been successful now. The next one is the committee is satisfied with the financial performance of the municipalities. These are entities. I've said some of the inputs on entities. And with SALGA, maybe before we go through SALGA, in their presentation, I don't know, I'm throwing it to you so that you'll be able to digest what they said. They were saying, according to the constitution, they're allowed to have permanent members at NCOP level. Office not yet done, and they are hooked up with, like whichever person cited an example of his. For instance, some are saying that he's a district mayor, and he's been called before committees like this, maybe portfolio committee, and maybe he's having a council meeting. He can't come. They recommend that asking us maybe to put the discussion forward that can they be made those slot of, I think 10, 11 members.
10
can be facilitated. They become permanent members. But it's not applicable by now, as I've understood their presentation. Were you going to come in?
Yeah, Chair. I think that was the chairperson's one of his initial inputs that he made, because this is an old thing that Saga has been pushing for. But I don't think we should put it in our recommendation, because I think it's a political discussion needs to take place before we can even make a, and it's a constitutional issue as well.
Okay.
So we hear it, but it's, I don't think we must discuss it at this now.
I mean, if we're talking about Saga's participation in the legislative process, then what was an issue, I don't know whether it still is, was Saga's observance of Parliament. In this committee, we used to have a Saga delegate, well, not delegate, a Saga nominee, who came to every committee meeting to keep abreast of what's going on. Well, we've got this repeatedly over the years, and they've just basically dropped it. So, I mean, that's an issue I think one could raise, whether, you know, whether they participate in this process, they just think, well, they can't be bothered, maybe. So we could, you know, maybe it's worth talking to them about it, anyway.
What are we saying on that aspect? Oh, let's give it.
Let's pass through. Chairperson, I was just trying to read, but I couldn't read. They can be just go back to that observation of Saga, the first one. I couldn't. It doesn't read correctly.
No.
Yeah. The committee notes that they generally the performance of Saga is satisfied. However, there is room for improvement. That doesn't gel tonight.
That's
I think that must be. I think that's related to training.
Yeah.
To training of councillors, because 70% of the councillors are new. So it should be a consistent, ongoing, not just a once-off type of training. That was the intention, but it doesn't read correct as it is there.
So we welcome. We welcome the training that has been provided by Saga, especially on new councillors, but we recommend that as a committee there must be a continuous training.
As 70% of the councillors are in the first term.
I knew.
The annual report says that only 8,642 councillors have been trained, and yet it says 10,000,055.
What about the real issues that they have to face with their mandate?
Well, while we talk about councillor training, what about the CETA? We don't come into the CETA here, do we? At least. And secondly, what happened to that leadership college that was established 4 or 5 years ago by the department to train municipal leadership?
Good question.
We recommend that we need to get the presentation.
The quality of
it's municipal academic.
Wait, that's something or somebody must. Okay. I'm on the floor now. Everybody's talking at the same time.
But you hijacked the floor.
Okay.
I was just with Peter. We haven't finalized 7 specific assessments. No, not Peter. Take and you got me down. One protection.
I can't remember the exact name of it. I think it's called the Local Government Academy. No, the CETA is one of them. The CETA. But the other one is the Local Government Academy. What was the thing it was called? It was meant to be a training institute for local government, and it was all meant to be done 3 years ago.
let's recommend that we get a presentation on what is the progress made on that one. And also on CETA, we... Does anyone want to come in?
to add now the quality of their training, because even if you remember, they were using those scholars who were going to come back then. They were using them as trainers. But whereas they would not know what skills, they know the local government, but they would not know what skills to train other counselors. They were using the trainers of the counselors who didn't
come. Orientating. Counselors. The committee satisfied with the financial performance of the Municipal Demarcation Board, although strides have been made to encourage public participation in the determination of boundaries, there is still room for improvement. The committee recommends that the MDB make use of party liaising officers at the Independent Electoral Commission, IEC, on constituents and constituency offices to improve public participation processes.
We this problem often and one person who is full time is not quite that. This is that now we need to care about them other people there and full time, because there's only one person who is full time. Whereas no, that is the weather is more. Then we recommend that in the lemas and the people who are full time on that board of there.
That was a committee recommendation. If that was a recommendation, then it's fine. But I'm not sure that I would agree with the recommendation, because this is one of those bodies that basically kind of falls asleep for 3 years and wakes up before the election. So if they're all full-time, then it's going to be a expense. They rely on external consultants which are contracted to perform tasks of the demarcation or professional expertise out in the field. Now, if we wrote these guys in as permanent, well, I'm not sure it's necessary. I just want to make a correction, I think, on the second column where it says, make use of party liaison officers. There's no such thing. Party liaison committees. Yeah, because as a party, you're entitled to serve a party liaison committee, PLC. But there's no such thing as a PLO, PL party liaison officer, that exists. And I'm not sure, you know, although it says strides have been made to encourage public participation, the sort of improvement, I'm not sure who the improvement should come from. Because from their point of view, they are obliged by statute to hold public meetings, and they have to advertise in the press, which they do. They advertise extensively, inviting stakeholders to come and make representation. If people don't turn up, we're basically saying here they must do more to get people to turn up. That seems that unfortunate. Maybe we should be encouraging participation, but not the impression that they should be doing it. Maybe we as parties need to push people or something.
I think what he's saying is exactly the intention thereof. That they need to do more. Because I think it's taken, it's just accepted that people read newspapers, but not all people have the same access to newspapers as others. So they need to find other forms besides newspapers of the public participation process.
Yeah.
Chef, I've been seeing it. I enjoy the edition. With demarcation, but they're the only entity that we haven't recommended to maybe observe with it. It's CRL. What are they in it, CRL?
No, I don't want to add a demarcation board. I do want to add another point, Madam Chair, as a general observation. The AG's report to the department says that the department only achieved 43% of its targets in the year. And I think, you know, I think that it would be remiss if we weren't to mention that, you know, it's an area of concern for us, and that we would, you know, like a more detailed explanation into why the targets were met and what needs to be put in place to, set realistic targets and something to the like. 43% to me is a fail, and even about 50%. And, you know, that figure should be where to be, the department wants to be driving forward and achieving what we wanted to achieve, could be in the 60s to 70s. And I think 43% is a very low percentage of
you know, of a target to achieve. And I think we do need to make a comment on that.
Yes.
This is another thought. Well, two thoughts. First is, to what extent we're actually interrogating the department's budget and the department purely, as opposed to the transfer funds. So if, for example, you look at municipal underspending, and we say we recognize the problem, you said it's best to spend their CapEx adequately, is that the issue for us to comment on the department here? In other words, is the department doing enough to ensure municipalities are spending the capital funds allocated to them? Or simply say that once it's been transferred by the department, that's a non-issue because we're only looking here at what the department physically does with the money it retains for itself. I'm not quite sure which one we're meant to be looking at. I suspect the former. And then secondly, at the end of our conclusions here, we say it's requested that the minister should ensure the implementation of these recommendations. I'm sure we discussed this once before. When we can't tell the minister what to do, that we would rather, you know, like request the minister to apply his mind to these issues and to consider them seriously or something. You can't tell him what to do at a policy level. He's the executive, we're the legislature. You can't say you shall do this. You can't say you must do it. He should ensure. No. That's the same thing saying you must do it. And it's not really appropriate for us to tell him what to do. We can say, please consider these matters, apply your mind to it, do something, but you can't say you must do it.
And even on the time we were fighting once in the month, and you caution us and you warn you your best because the report was sent away saying that you put must come back to the committee. And Peter on that day was saying we must send and put enforcement by must. And that they must. John?
Yeah, just another point which I think is very important that the committee does pass some comments on under the general. And that's with page 26 of the report, and that deals with the mixed spending. It's very clear that the mixed grant spending has declined substantially from the 2008-09 financial year down to the 2011-12 financial year. It's on a downward trend. Mm-hmm. Now, the department says that their answer to this is that they're going to have workshops and support intervention meetings. I mean, I don't know how that's going to assist in improving that spending trend. But I think we must note, the committee notes with concern, the downward trend in MIG spending and requests a concrete presentation from the department about the tangible and measurable objectives that are set to improve that MIG spending. Because if one looks at the provinces where the spending was the worst, they're the provinces that are, where, you know, we're having these service delivery processes and people are crying out for services. And, you know, the minister says, oh, we don't have the money. The money's there. It's not been spent. And so, I mean, if we get the mixed spending up from the trough it's currently in, I'll tell you right now, we can start to ready to turn around service delivery there.
I'll just look next before Helen decides, then I'll come back.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we should even maybe, I don't know how to put it, to put in the issue of capacity. Because I think some municipalities, they don't spend because there is lack of capacity in our recommendations. And I think even in their presentation, more often they give us the impression that they are doing something about people with financial capacity, low financial capacity. We should be asking where are they and emphasize that they have to continue.
Could somebody, while we are still on discussing, come up with something with their and how the traditional leader? And I've noticed
that
come back to you, then. Peter?
Yeah, so that's why I raised the capital expenditure, because, I mean, it's an issue that the department is in charge of, even though it's not does the actual delivery itself. Now, one of the responses the department, you recall, and I just can't for life of me remember the name now, what's this little body creating the district level that's going to do the infrastructure development?
Yeah,
what's it called?
Municipal Infrastructure Suburban
Agency. At the district level, is each one called ESA?
No, it's covered.
Yeah, all right, that's like weird issues. Where are we? No, please, if I'm sitting in a local municipality, if I said ESA, it means the one here, that's here, not the one that's Cape Town, so they're all at the same end. Doesn't matter, all right. Anyway, the point is, where are we on that, the implementation of that?
Well, we have a recommendation of the INDEF has deployed 93 technical experts.
Yes, in
what page is that?
In the recommendation.
No.
Maybe if you find it, you can.
Oh, right, right.
Yes.
No, but this is program C, the harm intervention strategy.
Yes.
But this is not speaking to the agency itself. This is just saying they're deploying to people around the place.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the government's response to the crisis of CapEx underspending was they can't spend it themselves because there's no capacity, so let's create a body at the district level that will coordinate local spending and so on. Right?
But this is on a national level.
Yeah, then I said, what's the word we use for the local level? And it's just about the phrase.
It's not the one. Really?
Yeah.
It's not the one under CPA.
No. I've got a mental block. Sorry. Anyway, the thing is, So, what's the progress with these the organizational level and the institutional level? Is it fully funded? How's it operating? We had a report on a success. Etc.
Then I think you must check the name and pick that one.
Remember.
You
talking about Pia Mange?
Pia Mange, no, it's under CPS. It's actually.
I'm just stupid.
But you'll remember it's informed sharing to edit. Nelson?
Who goes?
Okay.
Chairperson, is exactly my point. Mr. They just going to come back and say they initiated MISA to deal with it. So what I would suggest is that we must say to them, ask them directly, how MISA is going to assist with the spending of MIGS funding. Because they will just come back and say MISA has been initiated.
So we recommend that we must have a conversation on how MISA is going to. That must be our recommendation.
I think we must involve into our recommendation. We acknowledge that MISA has been established in order to deal with infrastructure, fast tracking of infrastructure development. How it would improve
to the implementation of the
MIG funding, yes. And that we need an under recommendation that we would request support on this one.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim. And also, besides the MIG fund, there are lots of grants. We should have gone down to our municipality. No capacity. The federal department, they must stand and make them the result. And simplify the need too much from our municipality, whereas they have no capacity. I don't know whether how you want to phrase it. But there are a lot of grants which are going down there, but they know very well that our municipality has no capacity. They can try and phrase them here.
Some of these come up with National House of Traditional Leaders. Let's hear it from the Queen.
The princess.
Maybe let's appreciate the working relationship. Remember, they were having some difficulties on the department side, from the DG's side and the House of Traditional Leaders, they were no synergy. Yeah, now they are working together. No, with DG Traditional Affairs, they were not working together with chapters of House of Traditional Leaders and the Secretary. Remember, we called them for listening to their relationship. John?
Yeah, the only recommendation that came up from that one was around the Commission for the Promotion and Protection of the Rights of Cultural, Religious and Linguistic Communities.
Mm-hmm.
That belongs under Arts and Culture. It's not as a part of the function of traditional leadership, and I really think it should be moved under there, and I recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the AG report. The AG actually says that, that the targets are very ambitious. Yeah. The targets are very ambitious, and hopefully with the injection of the 11 million that came into this financial year, they would be able to do something. But there are also some issues. I didn't like the recommendation on that one chair because we didn't listen to them. Quite frankly, to be honest, we didn't listen to them, and I thought about it, but maybe other members will think of something.
We must be clear, no relation there which is would be between the DG and also the House of Trust and the Limited. There's no claim that clear who's who with them. Even now they are talking to get apart. If not it's a department, what is the House of Trust and the doing? If they must account to the department, we are not there even now. We tend to put them on par, and if the House of Representatives doesn't be the department, no department. We must give them their place. Because when they come here, they come together as if they're the department. What is the House of Representatives? And it's not even clear now.
What has been prescribed by the Constitution? What is it that motivated that we come up with this kind of a body? Before we make some recommendations, we must go there and then come up with some recommendations.
Okay.
How the traditional leaders.
No,
so
the
if you recommend that, then it must be.
Yeah. Now that the department, the whole department, which is whatever, is in its own vote now. What are we saying about the House of Trust?
They're
in
their own vote, they're not.
Now they want to have the vote now in the department. What are we saying about the House of Trust?
I think we misunderstood. It's not saying abolish them.
Yeah.
It's saying relocate them to the right
party.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another general thing. You'll recall repeatedly we've been told this year and last year, no, this year, was government review of equitable share formula. We haven't been involved in this, and we haven't had anything on it. So I don't know. There was meant to be a summit some time ago. I think we were told we'd be invited. Let's see. I don't know if we went or not. But anyway, it'd be good to know where we are on that. We could recommend that the ministry make a presentation to us on where we are on this, and that we engage them on it.
Yeah, it was also reflected in our last year's BRR report.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also in our 2011 BRR report, Andy.
Yes, and there was another one that also ran through the FSC, and that was the streamlining of reporting mechanisms. It has just come up on numerous occasions, and I think the department themselves have acknowledged, because municipalities need to report to province, they need to report to COFTA, they need to report to National Treasury, and all have these different formats of reporting. And they were speaking about a sort of a consolidated type of reporting that I didn't have to. I remember it was at FSC, the department spoke about it, but I don't know if it captured anyway.
I'm just looking at something. There was something which, but let me leave it for now, because I don't remember. Well, here it is. The department strategic plan under outcome 9 agreement. Strategic plan of the department did not include measurable objectives, expected outcomes, programs, output indicators, and targets for all of the entities' program. So we've noted that. Why what are we recommending? Because this leads to the department not to reach their targets. The department strategic plan that we received earlier this year was not having the measurable objectives, the expected outcomes. That's the analysis or by the auditor general. These are the findings from the AG. You want to come in?
Maybe we should make that as an observation, and then the recommendation is ask them how this has been dealt with in order to rectify the situation, in order to make those targets measurable at the end of the financial. Yeah.
Because there was a separate paper when coming with the presentation, and remember that separate paper saying partially achieved, which gives us the 42% performance at the end. It's because of their strategic plan doesn't have the measurable objectives, the expected outcomes, and the outputs. But I think we've got enough.
I think somebody raised it, if I'm not mistaken, John raised it earlier. Okay, but there's a department, there's planning, and they work with the AG. How come these objectives aren't measurable, targets aren't measurable?
I think maybe let's fuck it then. Don't make it our recommendations and check early next year when coming with the strategic, with their strategic plan so that we'll be able to. Because I found it on 80s. Findings on the department, this phrasing. So let's check it next time when they come for their...
Have you found it? Then it's fine. Then it's there. I mean, what's wrong with it? Let's leave it. Well, I mean, what we don't want them to do is for the next financial year come up with another set of objectives which are not measurable, and let's repeat the AG thing. So the notion of, like, I know some technology is doing, the AG is sitting down with the department to fine-tune the objectives, so that when AG orders next year, you won't raise the same objection. I think it's a very appropriate response for us. Incidentally, can I just apologize? The word I was in for SED, remember, was a special project vehicle.
Oh,
then Nisa took over from that.
Yes. Oh, SED.
Yes, remember that?
Remember the input? Just?
Madam Chair, thanks. I mean, just one of the things that in our guidelines for inclusion is the SCOPA report. Do we have the SCOPA report yet from SCOPA? No.
We haven't. We only received, what is it?
Appropriation
only.
Did you get I missed you by the process. Did Lisa make a presentation?
Who?
Lisa.
No, it's not the department. We only had...
Is it an entity? Was it a kind of department? Was it something within the department?
It's a program.
It's a program or an entity?
It's a program from the department.
A program. I'm thinking it's an entity.
I'm told in the minister's presentation in the next financial year it's going to be a entity on its own.
Because I'm looking, I'm Googling it, and in June this year, so we're only October, in June, Kareem is saying we're at the final stages of establishing it. So when you all come saying, well, it's all up and running, I don't know when it's up and running. So does it exist now?
I've been oral patients for like 7 days.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Is there a question?
No, I think it doesn't make
sense. Uh-huh, okay. Remember, that takes us to...
Before we go there, can I just see what you said with regard to disaster funding? Because I remember that they do raise that it was, we asked for more money to go, but in the next paragraph we said that there was an underspending. So what was the final outcome of what we decided to say?
What did you say? Sharon?
Scrolling.
Yeah, it's at 800 odd million and 500.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can we just read that?
But the 90 million underspending, the 19.3 million underspending, I'm really there, I can't see that.
Yeah, it says that there was a decrease. The one on the left-hand side says, the observation says there was a decrease in the allocation. And then in our recommendation, we're asking that National Treasury consider increasing. And then in the next observation, we say that there's a underspending of 13 million.
Yeah, I think it explains this underspending is because of the non-making of the two sector departments.
Okay,
that's
fine.
But there we recommended that take into consideration the climate change. So we need to increase. So if they work out the close working relationship whereby we recommended that the department must come up with a task team, of which next year we don't want to see this 19 million underspending if they came up with the
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
The chancellor, I mean, that was when I specifically talked to that, and maybe I should have asked for clarity, although the budget may have dropped that much, an amount was made available as an emergency spending thing for the first time, which may more than make up for that, I don't know. So it may well be that it isn't actually... underspend might apply because that funds apply to actual projects that are undergo now. And they have a long time. But I mean, in terms of the money available to the department for disaster relief, it may well be that it's not in time because of the emergency funding. I wonder if it's just a question. Because they did the first time got it. I don't know if it's partly 500 million or a separate allocation.
I need to go back through it and check because I'm not sure on the term of this part. Yeah, I'm a gun member. But I want us to conclude. Do you want to?
No, the trend now is coming in another that the road is a certain, especially in recent kidnap. People are in floods and in water. What are we seeing as a sport for community? Is it that we want to believe that until it subsides and then you say now must go and visit them?
Come up with some recommendation?
Applied to declare a virtual state of emergency.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was the news this morning.
Yeah.
So, presumably a kick spot for COVID.
That one, you must maybe say it as this portfolio committee must come up with a statement of saying that we take note, we support the application of the MEC that the province must be declared as a disaster so that they receive an attention intervention, immediate intervention. Maybe we come up with a statement as portfolio committee.
That is a statement.
The conference must come up with some measures. Which is the portfolio committee, what are you going to do? Maybe you can recommend saying that we must go and visit there and But the statement thing, we'll hear from the minister when responding in the statement. What is he going to say?
But
I'm quite surprised by the wording.
They said they have applied for a state of emergency.
I was
prepared to say
emergency.
It needs
to be approved. Remember, here is the report. I was going to maybe to take it. Would it? We go back and we redo it again. But we started then do the exercise here. Yeah. I think it's with the amendment. And with the deadline, I think we are the only committee that has been able, has been hearing other chairpersons, they are still running around. Yeah, so I want to propose that maybe we adopt the report with its amendments, but the final version Sharon must send to members, maybe before, I don't know what will be this year's procedure, maybe the chairperson will make a statement, will need your, what do you call it?
Declarations,
I don't know what will be this year's procedure. But with all the input and the amendments that we've made here, and I think the recommendations are different from the copy that we're having now. You must send to members to go through But I think for now, I'm asking any person who proposes the adoption of this BRR report.
I propose the adoption of the BRR.
Second, Connie, the digital law seconds the adoption of this one. But I think members, before it takes you, anyone can contact me with anything that should come up. We've got a program that is running, haven't been adopted at the committee, and there were some adjustments, and Sharon hasn't distributed the program to members, Members, first, maybe when coming to the program, I just want to apologize on the, I think, two occasions whereby we were cancelling the portfolio committee, haven't adopted the program. It was because of this kind of successful exercise we're doing. We wanted to give ourselves time to sit down and come up with such a product of a report. So when having a portfolio committee meeting, wanting the whole day a crafting of a report, that's when we decided to cancel. But manage to recover those items that we have cancelled, we take them, we feature them down with the other programs. Like today, we're done with our today's program. Next week, we'll be receiving a progress report by DICOCON acting targets on the Millennium Development Goals and briefing finance on tariffs and billing system. And also that one, the 16% increase for the next 5 years, I think we must hear from the host mouth next week, with how possible is that one. Yeah. So that is for next week, and on the 6th of November, we took a decision to bring back the CRL because on our exercise and CRL report, we did not have much time with them. We cut them, haven't been finished, but we agreed because they said their budget won't allow them to come back to Parliament, so we've agreed to check whether we'll go and visit their offices in Joburg if they approve our application to meet them there. So on the 13th of November, we'll see the briefing from the department on the action plan and recommendation made by the AGs on its performance. You know, it's outdated. Is it relevant? Still relevant. We haven't received that.
The action plan.
Okay. Plan on how to assist municipalities that struggle to support. Oh, here you come now with, when we doing this, we didn't come with acronyms.
Hey,
annual financial statement. Annual financial statement.
These are the level alert.
So on the 20th November, which thing that will feature inside? Sharon, I think you've noted it. There was something that there was still a slot that you can, I don't remember now.
What about
NISA? It's NISA. Briefing on policy and legislation by the Department of Cooperative Government. This one is only one item. Can we put in another item? NISA?
Mm-hmm.
Briefing on NISA.
When you say only one item on this item, do we have a piece of information?
No, we
don't, but we just want to know.
We want to know, because remember we received a short list of legislation and target dates, but none of them have come before the committee. We want to know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to know what's happening. I don't know, we'll check on that one. Members, is there anything that you want to
add? Yeah, I just see your current trip here.
Yes, I'm recognizing you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was saying that we shouldn't forget that we have promised Western Cape that we are going to have a meeting between that local municipality then and whatever. We did it at when we were in Western Cape, and even when the MEC was here. And if we can't do it, can we to say something so that we shouldn't be like seen as
liars. For reminding us that we discussed that one. The only thing that we didn't put it in here, the minister went to those municipalities that you wanted to visit. You said you want to get a briefing from the minister on the outcome of that one. When doing our own interventions, being informed on what happened in the minister's visit in those municipalities. That's why we didn't put it here. But as soon as we get those briefings, we'll try and filter it in the program. Thank you for reminding us on the trend because we wanted to. We even promised the MEC that definitely before the end of this year we'll meet it.
And Chair, we're still relating for that information that the Minister promised us 4 or 5 meetings ago relating to the number of municipal employees who've been dismissed in terms of section something or other of the Act. He undertook to give us a list of those.
Where can you slaughter that one? Asking for the delivery.
Yeah. That matter, we also had a promise by the current minister or the previous one that we would have monthly reports. Okay, monthly may be the fact, but monthly reports on the turnaround strategy. That never happened, but maybe we got a quarterly. We're angry. I like that.
Wendy?
I think when we in this department is reporting, they must also report to us on the regulations that they I think it was the regulations. We said the implementation program. So they must also come back to us because they must work. We can't wait until the process is finished to get the regulations through and then only start the process of implementation strategy. So they must come to us now already with an implementation strategy. So that the moment it's finalized and it's been attended to that or gazetted that the implementation program is ready for it to be implemented. So I think we must towards the end of they must come back and
so do you agree then on all the issues that you're raising, you leave it to the secretariat and myself? So that you'll be able to slaughter this.
I don't know, is it me? Haven't we, like, asked the department to give us the performance of the municipality which we put under one section, one three? I may be wrong, but...
In the section 100?
I still remember we... saying that we really want to know how did they perform.
Sharon, could you please note that so that she's able?
Lost input. Yes. I think that a lot of things are getting lost. Can we ask Sharon to give us a table of everything that we've requested from the department so that we can go and evaluate ourselves and monitor of whether we've received these things and whether we've dealt with them? I know there was some time, but such a report must be updated on a regular basis. Yes.
I think that one we'll do it on our strategic planning session. We are having when we come up with another planning session, we evaluate your performance as a committee and the outstanding issue, so that we'll be able to come up with a new strategic plan for next.
Are these dates real?
Yeah?
Are these dates for that session real?
This one?
Yeah, 26th to the 30th.
Yes. For our strategic plan. Are we agreeing that we receive that on that time so that we'll be able to assess and do evaluation and come up with our new plan for next year? With international trip, we said in they've agreed with the trip but on December. But could you please, I want an English name that you sympathize with us. Because December 10 will be Mango. Some of us won't be able to go.
When's Mango?
I think... No.
No.
Chairperson? I don't know. I think that when the trips are approved, it's normally from the end of November to the first few days in December.
Yeah.
The second, third, fourth of December. Mm-hmm. And Mangaung is normally from 15. Mm-hmm. So I think we should still pursue it Because
my thinking.
Yeah, I think we must all pursue a thing. So even if they come up and say we can't go in December, then they must allow us to go in January. But I don't think we should just leave it. Because it's unfair on members, and it's cocktails we're getting into our fourth year already. And so I think we should have the process from a management level, really, so that members have the opportunity to go on a study tour.
Can you make another proposal? When this issue was first before us, there was a small committee. I think Kunyama was the chair of that, but that kind of nowhere.
Yeah.
The EA changed his presentation since then. Yeah. The whole thing said, can we not propose a fresh committee? I suppose we need to chair it and come up with concrete proposals to you ASAP.
What?
It's already been submitted. We need to follow it up.
Has it been submitted?
In principle, it has been approved. Let me summarize it. We did the very same research papers which you led with Marty Wenga and the other thing, and we were still taking them with us, those recommendations, and they're like, attached in our application. It has been with approved. But saying that we were hampered by these outstanding reports, minutes, and then like, and the new membership in the committee that we are having. So they said, let's finish adopting our reports, finish our affairs here before we want to explore international. So we're done with that one, and I think now we're smoothing the... Yeah. Okay, ma'am. So we need to do a follow-up on that one, so and come up with the date. Still leave it at that. Keep the date. It's early December, then we can go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
No, let's adopt, please, the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, members. But that's a question. No, tomorrow I'll talk to the minister.
I don't know what I'm saying.